Adam Francis, represents you. How are things going?
Not too bad.
No?
Yep.
What's the word on the Twitter? So I left the Twitter and going on recently.
I found porn screen as a bad idea. Addicted.
Yeah, no kidding. What about if people were asking about Real GM? I saw stuff like this, and you were like,
yeah, somebody,
enough with Real GM questions.
Somebody just keeps posting, do you read Real GM? I think I answered it once, like, no, I don't like reading that kind of stuff or something.
Yeah.
And they just kept going with it. And it's like,
it's kind of crazy, like, just social media, like, the explosion, just how the direct
attack. Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous how it's gone from, and I don't think I heard about Twitter until maybe June.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the earliest. Mm-hmm. And
who was the first major Twitter advocate in here?
I'd have to say Steve Beaver, probably the biggest.
Yeah, and then everyone just sort of jumped on it from there?
Well, no, because Bosch had it, I guess, with the whole get Bosch to 50,000, whatever the heck that was. And I know DeMar had it for a while. I might be the last one out of everybody who's gotten it.
Okay. Is there anyone who doesn't?
Reggie.
Okay, yeah. Now, how's Reggie doing? Is he's coming along now?
Yeah, he's working hard every day. He's out there doing his stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see him working out every day. And he's trying to get back.
Has he been able to put weight again on it, or is he still?
Yeah, he's doing some running, whatever, agility type things and stuff.
So. And how's sort of your development doing? You haven't got a ton of minutes lately, but I mean, just being able to practice with some of these guys day in, day out, and you still obviously are fiending for that opportunity to get some more time.
Yeah, exactly. Just waiting my turn, waiting for every day. Get lucky one day, might have to go in there, and you never know. Somebody might get hurt one day, or, you know, heaven forbid, I never wish that upon anybody, but get hurt. Whatever it is, I miss a game. I might have to be able to step up, and so I just got to stay ready for that.
It's like Mark Zemanek's situation, right? Unfortunately,
exactly.
They go down all of a sudden,
exactly.
You're thrust into the limelight.
Yep.
So you never know when that's going to happen.
I never know when someone's going to offer a couple of games.
So what about in terms of your own, you know, career development and stuff? How tough is it sometimes to kind of be sitting there and, you know, wanting to get
really
that
tough
opportunity?
I mean, you know, I'm not doing this because I want to make a paycheck every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of other things I could be doing. I just want to play.
Yeah.
And, so it gets kind of tough just sitting and watching. But you got to keep your mind right, keep ready, go hard and practice, stay at your best.
Yeah. Have you given any thought as to, you know, sort of next year and kind of going forward?
Yeah, it's always in the back of your mind. But, wait, what do you say?
You have bad taste in music.
How do I have bad taste in music? None of y'all even hear my music.
Two strikes.
Haters.
What's
the haters? What?
Oh, we already did that.
They like two little brothers.
You ever heard about the connection?
Why are they giving you stuff on the beat?
They say I got bad taste. I don't ever listen to my iPod, so I don't know how they can say I have a bad taste in music. I listen to the radio. That's what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah, that's... So, I mean...
I said, where were we?
Yeah.
before
we were interrupted by Mr. Rosen. Yeah, just in terms of, like, yeah, future, thinking about it.
Yeah.
You know, I know, obviously, you're in the here and now, but, like you said, in the back of your mind a bit.
Always in the back of your mind. You know, you always got to be able to... You know, it'd be nice to have, you know, lifetime contracts where you never have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, right now I'm playing for the rest of this year, and I got to worry about what's going on next year once the summer comes around and see what'll happen.
You still keep in touch with your college coach and teammates at all?
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to a couple of players. I talk to the coach every now and again.
Yeah.
Just, you know, quick text, you know, good job. You know,
yeah.
Good win last night, whatever it is. Nothing major.
Do you go back to school much at all?
Since I left, maybe been there 5 days.
Okay,
Not a big time flight in the Peoria.
No, that's a good point.
A rough trip.
Yeah. No, okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for your time.